Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Peflin here, and welcome to episode 268, the second to last episode of the year. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, now here's today's question from Joey.
Hi, Pat. This is Joey in Tennessee. My question for you is, how can I have my site redesigned without destroying its income potential? I have an Amazon affiliate website, which I purchased a little over a year ago, and this site earns a decent little side income. The problem that I have is that I can't really add additional content to the site because visitors can't find that content once it's been added to the site. I've added a few articles to it, but the only real way that users can access that content is via Google. So I want to have this site redesigned, and in order to do that, I don't want to kill what I've already got there. I really would appreciate your suggestions, and thanks a lot.
Hey, Joey, thank you so much for the question. You know, it's really interesting that you are thinking of a redesign and considering how it might kill your affiliate earnings. I would love for you to consider how a redesign, which I think is smart, can actually enhance your affiliate earnings, which it can. Now, of course, it could go either way, but you'd have to redesign it in a way that would actually enhance it. And there's a number of ways to do that. The first thing I would actually ask yourself is, okay, on the existing site, what is working really well? What are the offers that most people are clicking on? What are the products that most people are buying? So that you can make sure that when you create your new website, you're incorporating those top products there and making it even easier for people to find them and click on them. Maybe you even include more reviews about those products or whatever, videos about those products to make them even stand out even more. Because typically what happens on any website, you're going to find that most of the income comes from the small amount of products. This is the 80-20 rule, right? 80% of the income that you have is probably coming from 20% of the products that you offer. So make sure those 20% are shown and take up maybe 80% of the space in the real estate when you redesign. Another thing to keep in mind is that when you do the redesign, you don't necessarily need to feel like it's permanent. There's always changes that could be made, and you can always even revert back to your old design. So you can do what you can to try and improve it, test it out for a week, see what the numbers are like, and if even after a couple of days, if you see that, wow, this is not going the way that you wanted it to, you can just revert back to the old design so then you can start over and try again. So that's the nice thing about doing business in this way, because you can make changes and adjust and adapt if you need to, and you can always go back to where you were. So that's the cool thing. So take some risks and put yourself out there and try to see what you can do to enhance this even better. I think it's smart that you want to make it easier for people to get access to the content, because that's stuff that can be shared, and those things take and play a role in search engine optimization, which will ultimately help your website overall anyway. I wouldn't approach it with that sort of limiting belief and that mindset of, you know, I'm actually making it I'm enabling things for I'm giving myself a chance to have things fail. You're actually giving yourself a chance by doing a redesign to make things even better. What if you could increase the conversion rates by even 1%? 1% might not sound like a lot, but let's say that you have, 100 people visiting a website and one person is buying for every 100 people. Well, if you want to double your income, you just increase the conversion rate by 1% to 2%. Now, twice as many people are buying or clicking or converting. So yeah, there's a lot of opportunity. So it's all about the conversions, getting those products in front of people's faces, and just enhancing what's working on the new redesign. So Joey, hopefully that helps. I want to wish you all the best. You can expect an email from my assistant in the next couple months to collect information so we can send you an Ask Pat t-shirt because your question was featured here on the show, Joey. And so for everybody else out there who's listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, probably going to happen next year because tomorrow's question's already recorded, head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. And then finally, here's a quote to finish off the day from one of my favorite peeps, and that is Walt Disney. He said, "Do what you do so well that they will want to see it again and bring their friends." I love that. Take care, and I'll see you in the next and final episode of 2016 here on Ask Pat. Thank you. Bye.
Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable. And the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.